Chapter 9, Leaders of the French Revolution. Question first. Review briefly the part played by the following leaders in the history of the French Revolution. First, Danton. Second, Robespierre. Third, Dr. Marat. Fourth, Madame Roland. Fifth, Brissot. Answer: Danton, 1759 to 1794. Danton, a powerful member among the Jacobins, was born on 26th October 1759 at Armis, a village. His father was a farmer, but he got his son educated in law. Danton practiced law for some time and earned fame in his profession. He was a grand orator from the outset and possessed a sound physique. He had the capacity to make the audience spellbound by his speech. He was fond of reading books and making discussions. Mirabeau was his precursor in the beginning, but later he made himself quite popular. Though he was born in a middle-class family, he had great sympathy for the commoners. Danton was a prominent member of the Jacobin party. He founded the Cordeliers Club with the help of Dr. Marat and Desmoulin, and himself became the head of this club. He tried to establish unity between the Girondists and the Jacobins, but failed to achieve success to this end. He used to behave with his enemies with magnanimity. He was a devotee of the French Revolution. Madeleine, a famous historian, has written about him. He was French to the very marrow of his bones and was a volcano with the purest flames. Now, political career of Danton. He was appointed the administrator of Paris department in 1791, and a war was declared by the Allied countries against France in 1792. At that time, the Girondist party was in majority in the National Assembly, but they failed to hold the operation of the war in their hands. The French commander, Dumouriez, was defeated at Belgium, and people held the King Louis XVI responsible for this defeat. Hence, the revolt against the king got an impetus. The joint commander of Allied forces, Brunswick, was alarmed to see this state of chaos and confusion in France, and he declared, if any harm was done to the king, the forces of Allied nations would blow up Paris. At this, the Paris mob revolted and attacked the royal palace. They killed the Swiss bodyguards of the king and imprisoned him. Thus, the reign of the National Convention came to an end. Danton took very active part in all those activities, and after this revolt, he became the dictator of France. He declared, "In my opinion, the way to stop the enemy is to terrify the royalists." He laid stress on audacity, more audacity, and always greater audacity. He asked his companions to crush the internal and external enemies. He played a significant role in the establishment of the Reign of Terror with the active support of Robespierre, Saint-Just, and Carnot. During the Reign of Terror, first of all, Girondists were crushed mercilessly this being followed by the massacre of all doubtful opponents. Fierce massacres were perpetrated in the country to crush the internal rebellions. A powerful army was organized under the supreme commander of Carnot, and the allied forces were defeated on 20th September 1792. Thus, Danton saved France from the internal and external enemies. Danton took a significant part in the Committee of Public Safety. He supported the execution of King Louis XVI. Robespierre was also his friend and supporter in the beginning, but later on he turned into his deadly foe. When the danger of external attack on France was over and peace and order was restored in the country, Danton proposed to Robespierre to end the Reign of Terror. Robespierre did not relish this suggestion and conspired against Danton, and he was removed from the Committee of Public Safety. Robespierre got him arrested on the charge of treachery. A suit was filed against him. Danton knew it well that no justice would be done to him. When the court inquired about his name and address, he said in a discontented tone, "My address will be in nothing. As for my name, you will find it in the pantheon of history." He was guillotined on 5th April 1794. His death proved that he was the only politician who had altered the course of revolution. It becomes clear from the above description that in spite of Danton being an extremist, he placed the interests of the country uppermost and wanted to end the Reign of Terror when its utility was over. Hayes remarks about him, "Like Mirabeau, he was a person of powerful physique and stentorian voice, a skilled debater and a convincing orator. Unlike Mirabeau, he himself remained calm and self-possessed while arousing his audience to the highest pitch of enthusiasm. Like Mirabeau, he was not primarily interested in the welfare of his own social class, as he was interested in the class which was below him. That noble man, as Mirabeau was to the bourgeois, Danton was to the Parisian proletariat." The historians hold divergent opinions regarding the character of Danton. Thomson writes, "Not a great man, not a good man, certainly no hero, but a man with great good and heroic moments." A prominent historian has criticized him by calling him a gambler. He is of the opinion, had Danton not been executed, he would have proved very dangerous for France. In fact, he was not bloodthirsty by nature. Whatever cruelty and harshness we find in his deeds was necessary during the contemporary period for his own existence as well as for the existence of France. Flanchy writes about the end of his career, "Danton was attacked, arrested and aroused, too late to defend himself. So ferociously before the tribunal that the very walls of the court seemed to quake with the blast of thunder. On 5th April 1794, the greatest of the Jacobins, together with a dozen others, made the last journey through the streets he knew so well." Now Robespierre, 1758-1794. Robespierre was born on 6th May 1758 in the town of Arras, practice of law was his hereditary profession. So he also received education of law from the University of Paris. He was a classmate of famous revolutionary leader Desmoulins. Robespierre was of the opinion that only Paris could hold the leadership of France due to its political and intellectual atmosphere. After finishing his education, he was appointed as justice, but he had to resign soon from this post due to his neurotic fears of death sentence. But it is a matter of surprise that later on he butchered several innocent persons and his name became a synonym for bloodshed and murder. He was a great devotee of Rousseau. He made a minute study of the works of Rousseau. That is why some of the scholars used to name him the Apostle of Rousseau. He wanted to establish a government on the principles of Rousseau, in which the people had right of liberty, equality and fraternity. He used to say that not only France, but we can make heaven on the entire world on the principles of Rousseau. Robespierre was very fond of studies. He wrote several scholarly essays and delivered several speeches in the Academy of Arras. He also remained the secretary of this academy. In spite of his being a scholar, his style of speech was ancient, and so the journalists used to make fun of him. Later on, he changed his style and became an influential orator of the assembly. Robespierre was a man of principles. During the course of revolution, most of the leaders changed their views, but he remained steadfast to his doctrine, for which he did not even care for his life. A famous scholar, Miquelet, has remarked, "They," that is other leaders, "looked like lawyers, he like a philosopher or a high priest of truth." Mirabeau had prophesied about Robespierre, "That man will go far. He believes what he says." Now, his religious views. Robespierre was greatly influenced by his Jesuit teachers and hence was a staunch devotee of Catholicism. Whenever a proposal was placed against the Roman Catholic priest, he used to oppose it. He believed in the theory of oneness of God and had deep faith in the existence of God. He criticized the worship of reason in these words: "Atheism is aristocratic. The idea of supreme being who watches over the oppressed and innocent persons and who punishes the triumphant crime is thoroughly democratic." He stressed the worship of supreme being, but his simple religion could not be popular among the masses. Rather, it made him unpopular. Now, his political career. Robespierre was a member of the Jacobin Party. He was elected as the member of States General as a representative of Arras. Though he was attached to the middle class, yet throughout his life he pleaded the cause of the commoners. He did not achieve much success in the beginning, but later on he attained a respectful position in the assembly by his hard work. He delivered a significant speech on the liberty of speech. He got the resolution passed that no member of the assembly would be the member of ensuing legislature. He made a powerful speech to stop the death sentence. It proves that so far he was a philosopher and far from cruelty. In 1791, he proposed that there should be no condition of property for the right of vote. Some scholars have blamed him that he wanted to be the dictator, but it is not true. In fact, he intended to establish a dictatorship of the people. Once he noted in his diary about this fact, "Not the will of the state, but one will and the will of the people." After the dethronement of the king, the struggle between the Jacobins and the Girondists ended due to the propaganda of Robespierre, and the Jacobins established their superiority. It is said that the Jacobins were more successful as an opposition party than as a party in power. Some of the scholars regard him as the father of the Reign of Terror, but it is an issue inviting divergent opinions. Undoubtedly, he was the main pillar of the Reign of Terror, but he was not solely responsible for its establishment. It was an outcome of the joint responsibility of Danton, Robespierre, Saint-Just, and Carnot. The chief instruments of the Reign of Terror were the Committee of Public Safety, the Committee of General Security, and the Revolutionary Tribunal. Robespierre did not have majority in every organ of the Reign of Terror, hence he used to get his proposals passed with the help of his other supporters. Thompson has remarked, "It was a joint policy and joint responsibility." After the death of Danton, Robespierre became the greatest leader of France. He got 1,370 persons guillotined in Paris due to his oppressive policy. The Queen Marie Antoinette and 22 Girondist leaders who became the victims of his wrath. He had ordered issued for the arrest of the members of the convention according to the law of 22 Prairial, P-R-A-I-R-I-A-L. So far, the members of the convention could not be arrested. Hence, the law of 22 Prairial created a lot of discontentment among the members. When the career of Robespierre, full of wanton butchery and truthless executions, surpassed all heights, and he wanted to become all-powerful in France, he lost all the support and sympathy of his colleagues. It created a gulf among the members of the Jacobin party, which resulted in the executions of Herbert and Danton. People were terrified and awestruck by this incident and began to conspire against the tyranny of Robespierre. At last, the convention passed a resolution against him and ordered his arrest on the charge of treason, and he was guillotined on 28th July 1794, along with his 92 supporters, including Saint-Just, the famous leader of Jacobins. Mr. H. Rose has written about him: "His sincerity of conviction and incorruptibility in the midst of bribers and the bribed must ever raise him above the mere wolves of the club and the hyenas of the commune. Aulard also concludes about him. Robespierre was hypocrite, and he erected hypocrisy into a system of government. Now, Dr. Marat, 1742-1793. He was born in 1742 in France and belonged to an ordinary family. Dr. Marat was fond of reading books and writing. He made some invention in physics, and owing to this, he was awarded the degree of doctor by the University of Scotland. He earned great fame as a physician in his early career and was a family physician of the Count of Artois, the brother of Louis XVI. He possessed a great sympathy for the poor and the downtrodden. Dr. Marat was considered an angel by the general masses and a devil by the officials of the country. He was compelled to hide himself underground in the drains or the stinking cells for a pretty long time due to the annoyance of the king and his followers. Now, his political career. He wrote several books on revolution. He also started publishing his daily newspaper during the period of revolution. He was of the opinion that the royalists should be crushed in tutu and limited monarchy should be established. He advocated his views about the abolition of monarchy and anti-revolutionaries in the columns of his daily newspaper. He was a powerful member of the Jacobin party. He used to criticize and condemn the king, his courtiers, nobles, and the church by his speeches, books, through newspapers and journals. He had the capacity to attract the common people by his art of oratory. He was the greatest critic of the Constitution of England. He was of the opinion that the Constitution of England was not at all useful for the commoners. He had to face innumerable difficulties due to his critical attitude, but he did not keep mum. He cannot be absolved of the charge of perpetrating the internal September massacre. Infernal September massacre. At that time, he was all powerful and had great influence on the Paris Commune. And the said massacre was carried out by the Paris Commune. He had already changed the entire atmosphere of the country by his valuable daily. He wrote, "Shall we go to the front, leaving 3,000 prisoners behind us, who may escape and murder our wives and children?" Thus he justified his act of September massacre before it actually happened. Dr. Marat was elected the member of the National Convention along with other members of the Jacobin Party. He played a prominent part in the struggle between the Jacobins and the Girondists. Some of the scholars, after going through his articles and books, conclude that he dreamt to be the dictator of France. In July 1793, a girl from Normandy named Charlotte Corday killed him by breaking into the bathroom of Dr. Marat. The people of France loved Marat greatly. They honored him even after his death. He was declared a martyr and was buried in the National Burial Ground. But Hazen writes about him, "He was one of the most bloodthirsty characters of the revolution." Thus, Dr. Marat, an able leader of the Jacobin Party, after executing several of his opponents, royalists, nobles and high government officials, received the same fate at the hands of a girl, and thus poetic justice was maintained. Now, Madame Roland. Madame Roland, an active member of the Girondist party, was the wife of a retired government officer. Her husband was about 20 years older to her. She was very intelligent and capable lady, and had a great reputation in France for her farsightedness and wisdom. She was the follower of the principles and doctrines of Rousseau. She intended, from the core of her heart, that a republic should be established in France. She was deadly against the privileges of the royal family, nobles and church. She, being an eminent journalist, wrote much against the unlimited rights of the absolute monarch in the paper edited by her husband. She was counted among the prominent leaders of the Girondist party, such as Brissot, Vergniaud, Condorcet, Dumouriez, and Pétain. In the beginning of their career, they joined the Jacobin party, but due to violent temperament of its members, they left the Jacobin party. Madame Roland held a central position in the Girondist party, and the eminent members of this party used to come to her residence to seek her valuable advice in several matters. Madame Roland, a refined lady, did not like Dr. Marat, Danton and Robespierre. She was deadly against the violent activities and terrorism of the Jacobin leaders. The establishment of the Reign of Terror and execution of several innocents proved suicidal for the Jacobins, and they themselves were guillotined one after the other. They leveled a charge of exciting the people of France against Madame Roland, and she, the paragon of beauty, was guillotined. She uttered the following words before her death: "O Liberty, what crimes are committed in thy name?" No doubt, she was truly a great revolutionary spirit, but she had to die young because of her frankness and boldness. Now, Brissot, 1754-1793. Brissot, a gentleman, was born in January 1754. He did not know how to deceive others and lacked farsightedness. He was too much fond of studies. His father wanted him to be a lawyer, but he did not like this profession. Therefore, he started the work of editing according to his own choice. He was well versed in English, Italian, Greek, Spanish, and German languages, and was greatly interested in going through the works of Locke and Montesquieu. He wrote several books in order to expand his views and started the publication of one paper named Patriot in July 1789. He was against the monarchical form of government and wanted to establish a republic in France after removing the king from the throne. Really, He wanted to establish a federal government in France like that of America and Switzerland. He was the supporter of the principle of liberty, equality, and fraternity. He was elected a member of Legislative Assembly in 1791 and was also elected a member of the National Convention. He played a prominent role in the declaration of war of 1792 because he desired to kill two birds with one stone. In case of victory, he wished to establish the influence of his party on the king. But in case of defeat, he was planning to hold the king responsible for the defeat. But all his efforts ended in smoke when he could not achieve his object. In June 1793, Brissot was arrested along with his 21 companions by the powerful Jacobins. They were guillotined in October 1793. Now, points to remember. Danton. He was born on 26th October 1759 in Armiss. A-R-M-I-S-S. His father wanted him to be a lawyer. He was emotional and bold. He had no match in oratory. He established Cordelier Club in 1790 and wanted to establish a republic in France in place of monarchy. He was the leader of the Paris Commune. He was violent in nature and was held responsible for the September massacre. He, being the member of the National Convention, supported the resolution for the execution of Louis XVI. Danton wanted to end the reign of terror after the fear of foreign attack had receded and internal condition of France had improved, but Robespierre was bent upon to continue it. Danton was ultimately guillotined by Robespierre in April 1794. Now, Robespierre, he was born in the family of a lawyer of Arras in 1754. He was appointed judge, but he resigned from this post very soon, as he was afraid of being awarded the death sentence. He was very fond of learning. He wrote several essays and delivered scholarly speeches in the Academy of Arras. He was greatly influenced by Rousseau. He was elected member of the States General on 26th April 1789. He failed to get a place in Jacobin's ministry because he did not agree to start a war against Austria. He supported the revolution by voting in favor of executing the king. After becoming a member of the National Convention, he tried to grasp power. He acted as a virtual dictator from April to July 1794, after the death of Danton. He supported the reign of terror and made the law of 22 prairial and put 1396 persons to death. Within a short period, through the Revolutionary Tribunal, he introduced the worship of Supreme Being and opposed the worship of reason propagated by Herbert. After the death of his companion, his position had become quite weak. His wanton butchery and further planning infuriated the members of the convention, and he was executed on 28th July 1794. Dr. Marat, he was born in 1742 in France. He was fond of reading and writing. He earned great fame as a physician of the Count of Artois. A-R-T-O-I-S. He had a great sympathy for the poor and the downtrodden. He was a supporter of limited monarchy and wanted to crush the royalists in tutu. He used to criticize the king courtiers, and the nobles through his books and journals. He was a great critic of the Constitution of England. He was responsible for the September massacre and had a great influence on the Paris Commune. He was elected member of the National Convention and played significant role in uniting the Jacobins and the Girondists, but failed. Now, Madame Roland. She was a most capable leader of Girondist party. She was the wife of a retired government servant. She was all-powerful in the cabinet of Brissot. She was against the monarchical rights of the king and was a follower of the principles of Rousseau. She was a supporter of republic and did not agree with the ideologies of the Jacobins. She had hated her Jacobin leaders and was awarded death sentence in 1794. Now Brissot. He was born in January 1754. He was fond of studies but lacked farsightedness. He was well versed in several languages and wrote many books. Instead of becoming a lawyer, according to the wishes of his father, he adopted the profession of an editor. He was in favor of the establishment of a republic and intended to crush monarchy. He wanted to establish federal government in France, like in America and Switzerland. He played a significant role in the declaration of war of 1792 against Austria. He was guillotined in 1793 along with other 21 members of the Girondist party.